Patton Hills for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
We're back. Lots to go on this day in sport, Sats. It was the anniversary of the 2003 Penrith Panthers.
It was too.
Today is the anniversary.
Didn't realise that.
October 5. There we go. It was your first day of celebration.
I was going to get a tattoo, actually, about probably in the week after, and my tattoo was going to be the date of the grand final. And I was actually going to have the 4th of October. I had my day. I think I lost a day in celebration, so I thought it was the 4th of October, our grand final. So lucky I didn't get that done. And, yeah, I've just looked at that right now. Of course, Manly beat Melbourne 40-0 on this day in 2008.
So after sleeping under the speaker at the KFC on day two, well, did you sort of tell them, well, I've had enough?
No, we had our presentation night that night. So I went home for a couple of hours, got ready, went to the presentation
Shower, shave, shampoo.
Yeah, and then back out again after that. I finished up about Thursday lunchtime and jumped in the car, didn't drive, mind you, and went to the Central Coast just to basically dry out.
Chill out.
And while I was about an hour into getting there, I said, oh, listen, I'm going to get in the shop and get some supplies for the unit. Mm. As I was walking down, I walked past the pub and this group of guys go, Scotty Sattler, let us buy you a beer. About 5 hours later, I stumbled in with, a jar of Vegemite and half a loaf of bread.
And you've had to relive the tackle and all that sort of thing. Yeah, yeah. All right, Queensland is your place to race this year. That means Chris Nelson is joining us. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Sats.
Chrissy Nelson, how are you?
Very well. No complaints in yourselves?
Very, very well. Hey, Paddy, before you get on to what's happening in Queensland racing, I see Gold Coast-based horse Tremonto races down south this weekend. Now, I've read it was a $20,000 buy online, and the owner was told that Tremonto had wind problems when he bought them. And from all reports from Patton Hills, that's obviously a horse that would be close to your heart.
What, with wind problems?
Yeah.
Thanks very much for that. Yeah. Well, you'd have to check in with my wife. She'd probably give you a better answer on that one.
But it's a good story, mate, isn't it?
It is. It is. And there's another one too that I know Andrew Bensley was talking to Casey Fogden, who had a horse called Tuscan Gaze, which won at the Sunshine Coast very, very well on Sunday. And I think it cost $60,000 too. So you can pick up some pretty good bargains online if you got the money. So Sats, you got deep pockets. You should be getting on the net and having a look.
Shan't be happening.
There is a big focus, obviously, down south. And the sad news coming out for the Heathcote stable is that Rothfire will not go on to contest the Everest.
No, it looks like he had and I'm reading this off an article, a small joint flexion issue, which I know nothing about. But, yeah, he just didn't look himself there on Saturday. He didn't offer anything in the straight. And I thought at the time, well, gee, I hope everything's okay. But look, as Rob Heathcote has said in this article, it doesn't look to be bad, but he needs a good spell. So that's what he'll do. He'll come back to Brisbane if he's not back already, and he'll be out in the paddock, and we'll see him at some stage probably next year, I would say. But, yeah, first thoughts on Saturday, I was a little bit concerned, but it doesn't sound as bad as it may have appeared.
Not all doom and gloom, though, for the Heathcote stable, because Star Tontes, boy, it got home hard.
Yeah, she was great again. I mean, she backed up that Golden Rose run the week before at Rose Hill, and she got back once again, as she does. She got to the outside and she made a good lot of ground in the straight. And I did read that Rob might continue on for one more run with her somewhere down south before he brings her back home. But she's been terrific. And, yeah, she showed in those wins up here. She's got a real turn of foot and she's been able to take that form south and measure up to those stronger class three-year-olds. So that's a great story, Star Tontes, and she'll only get better.
Hey, the other one, we'll have Steve Tregay on the show today. I'm looking forward to having a chat to him. I haven't spoken to him before, but what a ride he's on with Incentivise.
Oh, I mean, we all knew the horse would run well in Melbourne, but gee whiz, to win two Group 1s and two starts. And gee, both wins, the Maccabi Diva first up and then, of course, in the Turnbull on Saturday. You'd think that something's going to go past him all the time. You're just waiting for something to go past and think, oh, well, he ran a good race, but he couldn't quite handle it. But he just keeps kicking. I don't know. I don't think anything's going to get past him.
It may sound not being all that loyal, but I was actually on Young Werther on Saturday, and I thought it was going to run past instead of on. Well,
and you look at Very Elegant, the run she was getting to the home turn. I mean, she looked to be just cruising in fourth spot, whereas Incentivise had sort of been taken on basically all the way to the home turn. So you're expecting it to, you know, probably fold a little under the pressure and Very Elegant to run past, but Very Elegant didn't make any ground at all.
How was the weekend here?
The weekend here was a good one if you're Tony Gollan. He trained three winners. Big Bad Bruce, of course, for Steph. Mm. Say Haya in race 7 and Tambo's Mate, who was very heavily backed in the morning in race number 8. And I think that was probably due to the soft track. Tony did mention that he wasn't going to run the horse, but he saw the forecast on the weekend and thought, well, why not? Because that's what this horse has been crying out for. He only got there in the last bound, but Ryan Maloney was able to get him over the line. So, yeah, good day for Tony Gollan and the jockeys. Well, we had Jimmy Byrne and Jaden Lloyd both riding doubles. We saw the first of the two-year-olds come out in town for the season, and that was Heroic Sun winning that race for Peter and Will Hulbert. So another couple of two-year-old races on the program this Saturday at Eagle Farm.
So we're headquarters on Saturday?
We are headquarters on Saturday, Pat. We've got the running of those two-year-old races, as I mentioned, plus we've got the listed Queensland Cup over 2,400 metres for the stayers, so that'll be good. We've got racing on Friday night, of course, at the Sunshine Coast and on Sunday at the Sunshine Coast. So a big couple of days at the Sunny Coast. Plenty of country meetings. And just mentioned too, at Warwick on Saturday, it's the running of their cup and the Newmarket. So a big day for the locals at Warwick, and I believe that is always a big day. I haven't been myself. Have you been there, Pat?
I've been to Warwick, but I haven't been for race day, no. That'll be on the list once I've retired from all these media commitments sometime down the track.
That'll never happen, surely.
Hey, one thing I didn't mention, and we just keep talking about the Winter Carnival and what it's produced, and we know what's happened in the past, but this year just seems to be unbelievable. We talk Incentivise, we talk Zaki, but what about Private Eye?
Yeah, exactly. Private Eye won the Queensland Guineas. Ran down that horse of Desley Forces. It escapes my mind at the moment. It's either Georgie's Pride or the other one. One of the on paces. But yeah, that was a big win. And look, he's gone on to win. Well, he's won a couple of times this prep. And of course, the Epsom there at Randwick on Saturday. So yeah, it has been. Look, every year's the same, Pat. I remember from when I was a youngster, my dad would always say, send the horses to Queensland, winter in Queensland. They always come back down south, far better horses. And even to this day, it's still the same. I mean, we could get a Melbourne Cup winner, a Caulfield Cup winner, yeah, and a Cox Plate winner out of the Winter Carnival. And gee, if that's not a big rap for the Carnival, then nothing is.
And what a basis for their promotion for next year.
Oh, you know,
come and see the superstars before they jump into the galaxy. Well, mate, great to talk to you as usual. We'll chat later in the week to get a tip or two from you. But Queensland is racing. The action continues this week right across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. Chris Nelson joining us there. We're going to head to the news shortly. Hey, also on this day, Sats, the same day that the Penrith Panthers beat the Roosters, after years of denial, the three-time Olympic gold medalist Marion Jones admits she did take performance-enhancing drugs, pleads guilty to lying to investigators, and immediately announces her retirement, returns her gold medals to the US Olympic Committee. And she was the superstar of Sydney.
She was amazing, wasn't she?
Doing the interviews and
huge too, wasn't she? Like tall, yeah, and lean, and oh, what an amazing athlete! Yeah. But we thought at the time, what an amazing athlete, but wasn't to be.
No, it was.
She spent time too, didn't she?
Yeah, very sad postscript. But she was unbelievable, like a basketballer as well, just incredible basketballer. But it was very sad that she needed to go down that path and take performance enhancing drugs to try and enhance what was a hell of an athlete.
Yeah.
So she paid a huge price, and so she should. We need to take a break. We need to get to the news. Thanks to Red Energy. Red Energy is proudly Australian. Call their Aussie team today, and that number is 131806. Back after this.